Everyone in Anchorage has driven past Bean's Cafe at some point, even if they've never been inside. Located just outside downtown in the dusty neighborhood of Ship Creek, the soup kitchen's been serving two meals a day to Anchorage's homeless for 36 years. This early in the morning, it's pretty normal to see a crowd gathering outside. Breakfast is served at 7:30, but if you don't want to wait in line for an hour, you're going to have to show up early. I got there at 7. I'm not sure what I was expecting, but it definitely wasn't this.
Oh, cut it right here.
Not long after I arrived, a couple of volunteers began cutting up chickens into quarter sections and arranging them on trays. They finished off dozens of chickens using a combination of chopping, sawing, punching, and ripping. It was brutally efficient. And a little bit messy.
You got chicken in there.
A little bit of chicken went flying when they were cutting it and hit my arm.
You guys be careful with flinging that chicken.
Most of the work in the kitchen is like this. Fast, simple labor designed to turn out as much food in as little time as possible. Everything in this kitchen is supersized to accommodate mass production.
It's these are my two favorite. Because, I mean, you can cook anything in there. And the quantity of it is, you feed a lot of people with these two machines.
For numerous things.
Yeah, I guess what we're looking at, right, it looks almost like something out of sci-fi. It's got just this sort of tube with grills and vents on the side, and when you open it up, it opens up like a tank hatch, and it's rounded out on the inside.
Kind of like R2-D2?
It does actually look kind of like R2-D2. This is Daniel, the cook who oversees the volunteers. He's well-equipped for his position. His last job was cooking for hundreds of soldiers on Elmendorf Air Force Base. The more time I spent in the kitchen, the clearer it became that it wasn't a kitchen. It was a food factory. And when I walked out into the cafe, it was pretty clear why. I thought the kitchen was packed, but then I step out in front here and it's just... it's incredible. It looks like hundreds of people sitting and then dozens of people standing. I think there are more people in this room than I went to high school with. That's not a joke. I think it's incredible. Despite having to rely on donations and a staff of volunteers that fluctuates day by day, Bean's Cafe continues to serve well over their seating capacity at every meal.
I think our average throughout the year of meals is about 350 for breakfast and 350 for lunch.
You have over 100 people coming and going who can't sit or who have to move to make room for others.
Yeah, essentially.
Just about pretty much every meal.
Essentially, yeah.
This isn't an easy task to accomplish, and since the downturn in the economy, donations have been shrinking. But a little rough patch hasn't stopped the cafe. This year, they've already served over 42,000 meals. If you'd like to donate, volunteer, or help out in some other way, go to beanscafe.org. That's beanscafe.org.